He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
This is our final edition for this volume, number 5.
That's right, 2006. Goodness gracious, can you believe it? The year's over?
Yeah, I can believe it.
It's gone by so quickly.
The older you get, the more it seems as if time shrinks.
Yeah, I don't know. My mom used to say, to my mom, why does time go by so quickly as you get older? She says, because you have to pay rent.
Yeah.
You know, when you were a kid, Monday through Friday was like forever.
Well, I keep telling Ruby, who's not out in the real world, she's in grade 10, that she's living in the best time of her life right now. Her rent is paid, her food is covered.
Clothes,
she really doesn't
everything.
Have that much to worry about, except her boyfriend and the kids at school and doing her homework. And it seems like it's such a heavy-duty deal to her. But man, has she got a big surprise
coming.
I was like
that, too. I understand. I was like that. I didn't really care for school too much. Only my favorite subjects and the teachers made a big deal for me.
No, but the thing is, all things being relative, you know, her life and
is easy street.
The trials and tribulations at that age and at that level, although they may seem insurmountable to a kid, you know, like the puppy love and you get
but
hurt.
But hormones,
and the dances
know.
And yes.
You know, you gotta.
But still, you get out in the real world. It's an animal show. It's a freak show.
It sure
you gotta
is.
Keep your head up and your eyes open.
Exactly. So as you can tell by my nasally
congestive state. Do you have a cold or something?
No, I don't have a cold. I've got something. I've got allergies. And I remember how I was bragging all the time to everybody how I had no allergies in the spring and in the summer. And all of a sudden, it started to rain here.
Well, serves you right, because you were bragging.
Oh, I tell you, I've just been miserable, you know. And I can't take anything more than I'm already taking. I'm taking homeopathic tinctures. I'm taking herbal remedies. I'm taking high doses of vitamin C, along with all my other vitamin regime. I'm taking lots of herbal teas. I'm doing everything I have to do, and all I end up doing is pooping all the time.
Well, the only thing...
what more can I do except go to the desert?
Yeah, what you're doing that you shouldn't be doing is you're living in the wrong place.
Yes, I know.
It's the environment.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely, the environment.
See you later, honey. I'm going to Palm Springs.
Yeah, it's the aromatic components and the atmosphere in this environment.
And plus where we live right now. There's trees everywhere, and then when it rains, and like I said, the rain set in, and all of a sudden the molds and...
Yeah, plus you were born with a defective metabolism.
I guess so.
Unfortunately, because I ain't experiencing no allergies.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You've got other problems.
What's it like to carry this burden? What's it like to have all these...
I don't know.
...limitations?
And so if anybody out there, subscribers of SNU, has any ideas for, and rather than me moving to the desert, any ideas what I could take for allergies, because I'm doing quite a bit right now and I can't really do any more than I'm already doing. I live a pretty healthy lifestyle, but maybe it's you I'm allergic to.
What do they say? It's better to live on the rooftop than with a spiteful woman in a house?
Oh, yes, whatever. Okay, let's get on with it, shall we?
Okay, dear. So what's cooking?
So what's cooking is, speaking of the desert, when we were down in Palm Desert about 15 years ago, that's how long it's been since you've taken me to the desert, we went to a date farm, and they had a retail store that served date shakes. So date shakes, like a protein shake, but we add dates to it.
Ooh, yummy. High glycemic, wonderful.
We just started making those again. We forget about them. There's so many things that we just forget about.
No, I didn't forget about it.
We usually eat the dates before we throw them in the shake. That's usually what happens. But
well, you sit down. You can't just eat one date.
That's impossible.
Especially the mushy good ones.
Oh, those medjools are really good.
And those other ones from Arabia that you were buying, those little boxes?
Oh, my God. The mushier,
oh,
the
my goodness.
So if you like dates, that's the main thing. You got to like dates. Mind you, it's a major carb load, so be careful. The best time to take this shake, I would say, would be after a heavy-duty workout. It's great for runners and high-endurance athletes. But what we do, well, what you do, I usually just throw a handful of dates into the shake, but I think you make them, you make a normal shake, you add the ice cubes and add a cup of filtered water, a half a cup of pitted dates, would you say, Cor?
I finally figured out what's causing your allergies.
What?
I leave the pits in your shakes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's what those tough things are. No, they have to be pitted dates. Really good idea. Let me see now. A half a banana, a tablespoon of almond butter or tahini.
We're talking, this is an ecto shake.
This is a tablespoon of unpasteurized honey, a couple of scoops of vanilla whey protein powder, and your oil, as usual. I wouldn't add spirulina into this one. You know, any greens into
this
one?
You could if you wanted to.
Yeah, but this is,
We're talking about a high glycemic, high calorie load here.
Yes, exactly. But like after you've had a major run or a really heavy duty leg workout or back workout or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Not necessarily before you go to bed.
And the rule is about 1 gram of carbohydrates per kilogram of your body weight. So if you weigh, say, 80 kilos or 50 kilos, you want 50 grams of carbohydrates, high glycemic, in that shake after your workout.
Yeah.
And then the amount of protein that's relative to the quantity that you've determined that meets your daily expectations. Right? For protein?
If you say so, Corey. Okay. I couldn't have said it better myself. But this shake is really sweet and it's really delicious and it will certainly give you the energy that you need after a grueling training session. And dates are really high in dietary fiber and carbohydrates and they contain more potassium than a banana. So you're getting lots of potassium.
That means they're alkaline forming.
Absolutely.
They hydrate the body. They've got enzymes.
And they're virtually fat-free, cholesterol and sodium-free.
Yeah. Well, there's no cholesterol in a plant.
Yes. Okay. So there we go. And dates.
So putting that on a box of...
Well, I know. Why do they do that?
Related food. I mean, contains no cholesterol.
I know, but
I
know.
That's like putting on a piece of steak. It contains no fiber.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we already know that.
Yeah. Okay. So dates provide essential vitamins and minerals such as B complex vitamins, magnesium and iron. So like what I do is I usually just throw a handful of pitta dates into the blender with the rest of my usual shake and it really makes a difference. So just try it. Try it. If you like dates, that is. And then you eat a couple, you know, while you're putting them in and then you get really filled up. I just love that. Dates.
Oh, yeah. So getting back again, the protein shake is the staple of the athlete's diet.
Yep.
You know, and people, there's just too many people out there that are not doing this. If you want to lose body fat, you want to gain muscle, you want to raise your energy profile, you want to stabilize your chemistry, get into the protein shake.
Now, you know, I got to admit, because I don't know how many protein shakes I've had in my life, but I'm 3, 4, and then competing, that's all you do sometimes. Sometimes it's really nice to eat food rather than have a protein shake. But what happens, like the other day, and I tell Daryl, my training partner, I say, oh my gosh, I just don't want to have a protein shake. I want to have like a big steak or something. And I say, you know, I better just have my shake. I have a little shake and I feel so much better. It's just, I guess it's just making the shake too sometimes. Because, you know.
Yeah, well, basically the world is full of a bunch of lazy bastards. You know, we'll always pursue the pathway of less resistance.
I know, and I've got to admit, I'm just like everybody else.
They found a gene in the human genome. It's the lazy gene.
Yeah, and I've got to admit, you know, and here's me telling everybody, good health is a four-letter word, W-O-R-K. But once I make that shake, I'm happy I did.
That's right. And if you don't get that shake in after training, you're missing a great opportunity to recover and build muscle.
Yeah.
Like you come home, you take the shake, and then you eat a solid meal after, not the other way around.
Exactly, which I've tried to.
Get that shake in that liquid nutrition because the absorption is so high and the transfer is so reliable.
So throw in a handful of dates and you'll really be surprised. It'll really shake it up for you.
Right on. Good advice, dear.
Yeah.
So who was our last month's special guest?
Well, last month's special guest was Miss Kathleen Jordan. Kathleen is the general manager of NSF, which is the National Sanitation Foundation. And this company started years and years and years ago, didn't it?
And they're dedicated to consumer safety. They are involved in a whole lot of things. You know, they've got their fingers in a lot of pies. But what we were talking about was the Certified for Sport program. And what they are offering is an opportunity for suppliers to have their companies and manufacturing facilities investigated and analyzed and have their product routinely analyzed and to make sure that it's kosher so that the athletes that are competing in sport that have to be very careful about testing positive. Not so much of a problem in Canada. I'm glad that she made that comment.
Yes.
You know, because I knew that. And, you know, they throw these things out at you and they make you think that the problem is everywhere.
Yes.
This has been a problem throughout Europe and the States, but it has not been a problem in Canada because we do have excellent standards.
Absolutely. We pride ourselves on that in Canada.
Yeah, because vitamins, until even fairly recently, were classified as drugs. So we treated them like drugs and we investigated them and analyzed them and treated them in the same way that drug companies treat their drugs in terms of quality control.
Now, can you imagine a poor athlete here? You know, they're struggling and struggling and training and training and training, and then they get busted because they took a wrong supplement.
Which they still hold the athlete in terms of responsibility responsible, which I don't know how I feel about that, because when you're you're an athlete and you make a mistake and it's not your fault, I think that that has to be investigated, because the intention or the motive was not malicious or deceitful.
And a lot of these athletes do not have a lot of money. Now, I can't see them every single product they go and take. They have to go get it analyzed, which is like $50,000 to get it analyzed. I don't think that's going to happen. They're like struggling actors and actresses, right? So, I mean, they don't have a lot of money. So they're just going by their...
No. And again, the CCES and the IOC, I completely disagree with what they have done. And perhaps they will one day become enlightened as to the wonderful benefits of using dietary supplements. But they still are maintaining a position that leads people, especially coaches who speak to the athletes, not to use dietary supplements for fear of contamination or the fact that, according to them, they don't work. But these people
Costanza
are really out of the loop.
Principle.
That's right. So let's apply the Costanza principle.
Costanza,
do the opposite.
Do the opposite. You know what? That is really coming in handy, that Costanza principle. Do it in any situation. You know, use that Costanza principle. Do the opposite to what convention tells you, and you will be successful.
You'll
in
live
every
longer,
aspect
you'll
of life.
Feel better, your life will be enhanced.
Not so. Even just, not even in health, in everything that you do. Just do the opposite.
If opposite you feel, of convention.
Yes.
Of what the group think
yes.
says.
Yes, yeah.
So when they tell you something, remember, do the opposite, and the fruit of your life will blossom on the tree.
And you know what? You're not even being a rebel by doing this. The rebels are the ones, because they're actually... Well, what did you say about the opposite of the Costanza
I think if
principle?
You take the advice of convention, you're an ass. I think you're stupid. I think you're ignorant.
Uh-oh, you know what? Corey's pushing 50, and he's becoming unplugged.
I don't
just
care anymore.
Wait, ladies and
I
gentlemen.
I don't care.
I don't know.
Be authentic. Be real.
That's
be true right. to yourself. You know.
Okay.
So that was good.
Thank
dear.
You very much, Kathleen Jordan, for your special guest interview. Really appreciate it.
Good, good, good. So who is our next month's special guest?
Wow. Next month's special guest is Miss Giselle Haftel. Now, we met Giselle in Las Vegas at the ISSN conference. Now, she's the general manager for Wellness Concepts in Miami, Florida. And what she does, she specializes in eating disorders with athletes. And I think that this is really going to turn everybody's crank here. This is so amazing. Who'd ever think that athletes have eating disorders, right?
Hello, she also most talks, athletes do.
Well, yeah, I guess. I guess.
That's the secret. The secret that the world doesn't know is that most athletes are incredibly insecure and struggle with food because they're always worried about their weight, their yeah. weight, their yeah. weight, instead of their body composition.
I guess that there's a difference. And then she also talks about the difference in eating disorders between individual sport
and team sports.
And team sport. Yeah. So there's a difference in the mentality of the individual.
Well, if you're a wrestler and you have to make weight
yeah.
versus a hockey player, they don't weigh you when you play hockey.
I just
so
think
it really depends on the sport. Like gymnastics, you got to be lean.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and in certain sports where excess fat, even an extra pound,
well, what about
will make
ballet?
Or break
in
your,
my
your
industry,
speed.
Was dancing. I mean, you should have seen the way that we used to eat. Well, that's why I had to retire, because I was so sick. But
yeah,
I mean,
but
ballerinas.
The way these athletes, the approach they take to reducing body fat.
They get
fat,
energy, they eat chocolate bars.
It's as sick as their attitude
yeah,
is
exactly.
towards their weight.
Yeah. So I think everyone's really going to love this interview. It just really hits the nail on the head for athletes. So we're looking forward to
And I'm looking forward
Giselle
to
Haftel.
Speaking with her, because we really enjoyed her company.
Oh, yeah. She's lovely.
Conference.
Lovely girl.
Lovely girl. Yeah. Committed to health with a tremendous interest in pursuing the truth, and a great testimony and a great role model.
Absolutely, dear.
Good, good, good. Okay, dear. So let's get right to it. What is your hot topic?
Well, my hot topic is goal setting, because it is the new year coming up and it's the best time to set a goal. So when we talk about setting goals, it's like getting in the car and not knowing where you're going or how to get there to your destination. You have no direction. So we can dream all we want, but we need a map to get there. And what is a map? In essence, it's the written word. So basically, take a look at your goal as being a roadmap. So goal setting is, however, more than simply just scribbling down some ideas on a piece of paper. Our goals need to be complete and focused, much like the roadmap. How did you like that for my analogy?
That's excellent, dear.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Who'd you copy that from?
I do have the odd original idea now and then. So what you want to do is make sure that the goal that you're working for is something that you want, not just something that sounds good or something that somebody thinks would be good for you. It's got to be what comes from your heart and soul.
Otherwise, you're not being true to yourself.
Exactly.
And you are not being authentic.
Exactly. So when we're setting goals, it's very important to remember that your goals must be consistent with your own values. Right? Right.
That's a heavy-duty comment.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at me like that for? If you guys can only see the way he's looking at me right now.
Well, sometimes when something is said, you need to rest, pause.
Pause. So why are you looking at me like that?
I was just waiting for you to continue on.
Yeah. Very neat, though, huh?
Yeah.
Neat.
Very neat.
I mean, that's my word I use.
Value. I mean, how important of a word is that?
Exactly. It's a big word. What does that mean to you, though, when I say that? What does that mean to you? When the goals have to be consistent with your own values. Not somebody else's values. Your values.
Yeah, number one, what are my values? I mean, how many people actually have even taken the time to write down on a piece of paper what their values are? I mean, they sometimes pop up in conversation, or you don't even know what your value is on a certain topic or issue until you're forced to make a stand.
Yes.
But I think that the contemplation of our thoughts in relation to our place in the world and what the hell is going on is something that very few people take any time to deliberate or consider.
Yes.
Like, what is my value system and where did I get it from? Did I draw it from a book that somebody else wrote?
Right.
Was it bestowed upon me from my parents, from my society, from the world? Well, who says that that value system is really the value system?
Right. Right,
as long as you're not hurting people and destructive in your pursuit, in your goals. I think that the sky's the limit and there's a lot of gray area with that one.
You better believe it is. So when you write down your goals, write them in a positive, not a negative manner. Right? So when you work for what you want, not for what you want to leave behind, part of the reason why we write down and examine our goals would be to create a set of instructions for our subconscious mind to carry out. Your subconscious mind is a very effective tool, and it cannot determine right from wrong, and it doesn't judge. So the more positive instructions that you give it, the more positive results that you'll get. So by thinking positively in everyday life will also help in your growth as a human being. So don't limit your goal setting. And that's when you take a look at it, when you have a goal, I would say to myself, does this goal or anything that I do in my life, is this helping me attain my goal or is this holding me back from attaining my goal? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I think
the people I associate with, anything that I do in my life. I'm drinking water right now. Is this going to help me attain my goal in my life by staying well and healthy? Absolutely. Or is this nice rum and coke over here
going to get you high and help you have a good time?
Exactly. Is this going to help me attain my goals? No. So we have to make a decision.
Well, if you're a guy, you could, you know, make sure you pour lots of it down her throat.
I think,
and then you're going to achieve your objective.
Okay. I think everybody understands what I'm trying to say here. So take a look at where you're going in your life and is it helping you to attain your goals or is it pulling you back from your goals? So we need to be really, really clear. I remember my girlfriend one time says, I'd like to meet a tall, dark guy. Tall, dark, handsome guy. That's what I want.
That's pretty stereotypical.
And I said to her, well, I laughed. I said, yeah, you're going to meet a black basketball player. Well, she thought that was hilarious. We both did. And I still talk to her today about this. You got to be really clear.
Specific.
So if you say, I want a new home, you write this down. So instead of writing a new home, write down, I want a home that's got 4,000 square feet, contemporary with 4 bedrooms and 3 baths with a view of the mountains and 20 acres of land and yada, yada, yada. You have to be really clear.
And make sure there's a urinal in the men's bathroom.
And a bidet. Anyway.
No, I'm telling you.
I know.
I've never seen a house ever in my life anywhere on this planet that has a urinal in the bathroom.
Or
and
a bidet.
Yet, every school and every coliseum and every public washroom has a urinal. Why aren't there any urinals in any houses anywhere on this planet? Anyone out there, I want you to send me an email and answer that question.
Well, honey, aesthetically speaking, I don't think a urinal. But who cares? You know, it's about
you
sanitation.
You know how practical that is?
Yes, I do.
For little boys growing up?
Yes,
and
I do.
And for men that get up in the middle of the night and have to take a pee?
Yes. And
what do women hate more than anything in the world?
Sitting on a toilet that a man has
We could eliminate this problem.
And they've
completely
lifted the seat up. Ladies, how many times have you been in the dark when you're all tired and you get up in the middle of the night and you have to go to the bathroom and you sit down in the toilet and you end up with the water? I mean, I don't know how many times. Boy, I want to punch you in the head. Anyway, that's my goal in life, is to get you to put the toilet seat down. Okay, nonetheless, you can also use creative visualization. And I know maybe some of you may think this is like kind of airy-fairy, but it's not. If you can close your eyes and just visualize yourself and what you want, if you can see it, so can your subconscious mind. And just make sure that your goals are high. Attain it. Shoot for the moon. And if you miss, then you'll reach the stars. We've heard that before.
No, dear. You shoot for the stars, and if you miss, you'll hit the moon. The moon's closer than the stars, right? For the closest star is Alpha Centauri, which is 4 light-years away.
Oh, shut up.
The moon is 180,000 miles away from the Earth? But it depends on the rotation, because the distance between the Earth and the moon varies. That's why we have climate variation, as well as the sun.
Oh, for heaven's sake. So writing down your goals creates a roadmap. Just think of it. Really look at your goals as being a roadmap. Now, if you are going to go somewhere in your car and you don't know where you're going, you haven't got a clue, and this happens a lot of time with
and
men.
Please, ladies, do not bring a woman in the car who's a backseat driver, because she'll drive you nuts. And men, it's okay for you to drive around until the Earth freezes. You know, do not stop. Do not ask directions, because if you do, you are weak, 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 weak.
All right, already. So now I lost where I was. Okay.
That's because you have no goals, dear. You're lost.
When you get into the car, you should know where you're going. You should make sure you have enough time to get there so you're not rushed. Otherwise, you get stressed out, and then accidents happen when you're stressed out in the car. And never mind, Corey, don't say a word. I know he's dying to say something here about me and my driving. Nonetheless, you want to have a roadmap of where you're going and how long it's going to take you to get there, so you know what to anticipate. So that's the same thing when you have a goal. Give yourself a time set. Give yourself exactly little steps, stepping stones to each goal. Maybe you can go daily goals, hourly goals, weekly goals, monthly goals. But you want to check in on these goals frequently. Always take a look and remind yourself, where am I going? So it's extremely, extremely important to review your goals. And remember, the more focused you are on your goals, the more likely you are to accomplish them.
Does that mean that my goal of dominating the planet and enslaving all women will come true?
Well, maybe you might reach the stars, dear. So if you need to change your goal, which is okay to do, you can change your goals, because sometimes other things come up. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. Just consider it as a victory that you realize that you do need to change and something, things are different. So it's very important, I believe, that first of all, unless someone is critical to helping you achieve your goals, do not freely share your goals with others. The negative attitude from friends, family, neighbors can drag you down very quickly. So it's really important that your self-talk, that those thoughts in your head are positive. So that's about it. Start writing stuff down. I'm going to start right now.
What do you mean that's about it? God, you went on and on and on.
I did. You ended up taking 5 minutes of blah, blah, blah.
Well, at least my blah, blah, blahs have some meaningful, relevant discussion value.
So there you go, everybody. Start writing down your goals. I think this is very, very important. Even go by 1 month. If it's a goal for making more money, if it's a goal to be a better person, if it's a goal because you want to have nice shaped abdomen, if it's a goal for going to get your teeth fixed, whatever it may be, you want to have a better relationship.
What about penis enlargement? What do you think about that one?
I don't know. Can I get on with my quote, please?
Okay. Dear, that was excellent.
Oh, yes.
And I do agree. And I do think that
your penis needs to be enlarged.
No, I want it decreased.
No, you better be careful now. This
penis decreasement. Is there such a word? Decreasement? Okay, dear. So let's finish off with your final word.
This is by Jean Donahue. The difference between a goal and a dream is the written word. Well, that was just something else, wasn't it? Oh, my God.